What is going on, everybody? This is Mike Hughes, and you're listening to Mike on the Mic, an Everything Chicago Sports Related podcast. Today is October 30th, 2023, and ladies and gentlemen, we are not only one day away from Hallow's Eve. On Halloween, Mike on the Mic will be turning 3 years old. I can't believe it, man. It's absolutely crazy to think that we've been doing this for 3 years. So first and foremost, before we get into everything Chicago Bears, before we talk about Tyson Bagent versus Khalil Mack, we got to talk about what you guys have meant for me. And I just think, man, like, at the end of the day, I could be sitting here and I could just be making videos, talking to myself. I remember being in the basement, the OG podcast, man, when it was the Bears Den instead of Mike on the Mic for like a week. And then I changed it to Mike on the Mic. And I remember being my only listener. And I remember just watching it back and back, leaving comments, trying to re-listen to my entire podcast to see where I could get better. Episode one was like Trubisky versus Foles, because I was fed up that Matt Nagy liked Foles better than Trubisky. And yeah, after what we saw from Trubisky on Sunday, nothing's really changed between either of them, so it doesn't matter. But man, we've just grown so much from then, man, with over 14,000 followers. That is crazy. I know, I understand there's guys with millions and millions and millions of followers. So in the grand scheme of things, it's not everything, but to me, it's everything. In my life, in my world, you guys are everything to me. And being here for me on this journey has been super dope, super awesome. And I don't really have the words, I guess, to really express that, to really explain that, where I come from, the life I kind of endured. It's not easy, man. It's really not easy. So to get to the WNBA, to get to minor league baseball, to get to the big three with Ice Cube, to now being involved with the Chicago Bulls and the NBA, writing articles in that. And then next year, we're going to be writing articles at Wrigley Field as press. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. And we're still growing. We're still growing. We don't know what the possibilities are. So again, I just wanted to take a couple minutes, get that out. Thank you guys so much. If by the time you're listening to this, it will likely be the 3 year anniversary or just after, or maybe just before. But regardless, happy big three to my boy, Mike on the Mic. I mean, that's our baby, man. So let's rock out. Let's do this episode the way we know how to do it. The only way we know how to do it. Talking shit about the Chicago Bears from head to toe. The Chicago Bears lose in Los Angeles against Khalil Mack and Bosa. 30-13. It was not a good day whatsoever for the Chicago Bears. We're going to be going through very quickly what the Los Angeles Chargers were able to accomplish. Justin Herbert went 31 for 40 with 298 passing yards, 3 passing touchdowns, and 0 interceptions. From a rushing perspective, he had 1 carry for 1 yard, nothing crazy, 0 touchdowns from that angle. But Austin Eckler was the man of the day rushing. He had 15 carries for only 29 yards. But from a receiving perspective, the man had 7 receptions for 94 yards and a touchdown. Keenan Allen had 8 receptions for 69 yards, no touchdown. Johnston had 5 for 50. Pram Jr. had 4 for 48. Joshua Palmer, who left this game early with a knee injury just to return, didn't see much of him in the second half because obviously the scoreboard was flying up. But definitely a productive day from him, 3 for 24 early on. I imagine if he would have finished that game, he would have been around the 60-70s mark, if I had to guess. But he was somebody that I started in my fantasy team because apparently Amon-Ra St. Brown came down with an illness last night. So I couldn't take the risk. I couldn't take the risk because he's playing Monday night. So I started Palmer, bit me in the nuts. Right now it's basically Jacoby Myers versus Jared Goff. I have Jared Goff to see who wins my fantasy this week. It's risky business. I need a big day from Jared Goff. And if St. Brown doesn't play, I'm very concerned. But with that being said, man, that's pretty much all we really got. Kelly also rushed 6 for 21, if anybody cared. That doesn't really matter. Derwin James Jr., one of my favorite safeties in the game, had 4 tackles, 1 assist, and 1 interception on Tyson Bagent late in the game. Derwin James Jr. is one of my favorite safeties in the game. He was somebody I wanted the Chicago Bears to pursue if they didn't get a long-term contract dotted up with him. Obviously, they did. But, you know, it's definitely going to be interesting. It's definitely going to be interesting. Joey Bosa had a sack in this game. I believe Khalil Mack did not have a sack in this game, which is fucking nuts. I actually took the over 5 sacks in that game because didn't he have 6 sacks against the Raiders the other week? So I was like, man, he's playing against the Bears. Let's get after it. But graciously, he took one for the team. He didn't want to destroy us. He must still have love for Chicago. But with that being said, man, It's sad, man. It really is sad when you see a player of that magnitude who meant so much to this organization and was such a big deal when he came in 2018 on another team. Khalil Mack is somebody that when you trade for him, you want him to retire in your facilities. You want him to retire as a Chicago Bear. He is and embodies the monsters of the Midway. And it's horrible to me to see probably exactly how Raiders fans felt when he went to the Bears that he's having so much success. I mean, they are 3-4, but they are a very good 3-4 team. Let's be real. Joey Bosa, Khalil Mack, Keenan Allen, Justin Herbert, Austin Eckler. I mean, the list goes on. Derwin James. I mean, they have some dogs on this squad. They also had KC Jackson until they got rid of him the other week. But, you know, it's definitely something to where they have the superstar names. They just got to figure it out. And I do believe that is on coaching. They should make a coaching change at some point in the near future. But it is what it is. But anyways, the Chicago Bears did not look great whatsoever in Tyson Bagent's second start. The game started off really hot with an air out to Darnell Mooney, an amazing catch. I mean, I absolutely loved what we saw from Tyson Bagent early on in this game. And then immediately following the air out to Mooney, they go right back to running the ball up the middle, screen plays, wildcats, sweeps, all types of stupid shit. Like, it just didn't make any sense. The playbook looked all over the place. Sometimes they'd let them air it out. Sometimes they wouldn't. They're playing conservative. They're playing passive. I don't know how to describe what this offense was. Tyson Bagent went 25 for 37 with 232 passing yards, 0 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. Deontay Foreman rushed for 9 carries and 34 yards and 0 touchdowns. Roshon Johnson, who's back off with concussion protocol, went 6 for 21. Evans went 4 for 18 with a rushing touchdown. You love to see that. Darnell Mooney 1 for 3. Bagent 4 for minus 1. Taylor 1 for minus 2. And then from a receiving perspective, Cole Kmet, who had 0 receptions and 0 yards last week, had himself a day. 10 receptions for 79 yards and no touchdown. DJ Moore 4 for 55. Darnell Mooney 1 for 41. That was the big air out to start out the game. They literally, first play of the game, they go to him, and that's it. You don't see him the rest of the game. Like, that is crazy to me. Darnell Mooney was so involved early on, and then they kind of got away from that. And I don't understand what that is or what the thought process is and how they're using him. Someone else I felt like they didn't utilize whatsoever. Next up, Tyler Scott, 1 for 11. Evans was 3 for 22. Johnson was 3 for 10. Robert Tonyan, 1 for 8. Velus Jones, who we're going to talk about in a little bit, 1 for 4, Foreman 1 for 2. But getting back to someone who I think they're not utilizing whatsoever on top of Darnell Mooney is Tyler Scott. Tyler Scott, rookie wide receiver from Cincinnati, who is so amazing with Desmond Ridder. Somebody that I believe who can fill in this slot right now and just be the most productive he can possibly be. Somebody that you can see every single day looking for Tyson Bagent, and Tyson Bagent is looking for him. I mean, let's think about it. They are the rookie class together. They are the rookie class here. They were at rookie camp together. They were at OTAs together. They were at preseason, training camp, all of it together. Reps were taken together. I mean, that's just being real. Tyson Bagent did not get a chance to work with DJ Moore and Darnell Mooney and Cole Kmet. He worked with our boy. You have to bring in Tyler Scott. That's just what it is. It's just what it is. There's no excuse for it. Tyler Scott deserves to be a part of this right now. And we're going to get into it. I guess we can get into it. The drop by Velus Jones in the end zone, wide open. There wasn't a receiver within 10 yards of him. He falls down on his back. The ball lands on his chest, and he can't come up with it. Why are you even in that play? The fact that he is even on the roster right now blows my mind. I mean, I was a huge Dante Pettis fan. I understand he was a little banged up to start the year, but you didn't need him. You had Chase Claypool at the time as well. Like, Velus Jones should not be on the field in offensive sequences. That's just being real. That's not being rude. I'm sorry. And it's sad to say, I don't even want him on there on special teams. The guy is not a good NFL football player. Is he great in college? Is he good in college? Sure. GBO, go Big Orange, go Vols. I don't give a fuck about that, though, when it comes to the Chicago Bears. Get out of here. Get out of here. I mean, that's just being real, man. That's just being real, and that's really what it's going to continue to be if we keep doing the Bayless Jones experiment. And I have a feeling Luke Getsy and Matt Eberflus are going to do just that. But, man, I don't know. At the end of the day, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. The defense looked awful. The defense looked absolutely atrocious. No Eddie Jackson, no Jaquan Brisker. Jalen Johnson had a couple nice plays. But, you know, at the same time, man, you know, guys just did not look good. Tyreek Stevenson got a little banged up during this game. Ngakoue, Walker, just non-existent. But, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. And it's something that I think we're going to continue to have to work through. This team had zero sacks and zero interceptions the entire game. I understand this is a very offensive-driven team. It's very hard to stop Austin Ekeler. But come on, man. From a rushing perspective, we did pretty decent. But mainly that's because they didn't care about the run game. They just pounded it through you in short drop passes. I mean, that's just really what it was. Austin Ekeler would run a screen route and take it for fucking 40 yards to the house. We have to be better. We need to start being better. We need to start taking it seriously. What do you want to be? The trade deadline's tomorrow. There is a lot of people saying that Chase Young could potentially become a Chicago Bear. I'm going to pose you this question. What does Chase Young being a Chicago Bear change in the 2023-2024 season? Not in the future, because I do believe it's great for the future. Justin Fields, Ohio State captain. Chase Young, Ohio State captain. They play together. They're co-captains, captain of the offense, captain of the defense. You know, that's a great commodity right there. That's winning mentality. That's a great read. That's a great system to be a part of. You want two guys who potentially were both top five, top three picks at some point. Justin fell early in the draft, but you know it's definitely something to me where, hey man, I think we could work with that. That's solid. But what does that do for the 2023 defense? I do not trust Matt Eberflus. Obviously, Alan Williams is out the building. Did that matter? No. Yeah, Alan Williams wasn't good either. So, like, what are we doing? What system are we going to be moving into moving forward? Where are we going to be going? What is the mission? What is the goal? Who is going to be a part of this roster and who isn't? TJ Edwards had one hell of a hit last night. Chicago-born native, or Chicago native, I should say. You know, somebody who just wants to embody what it means to be a Chicago Bear. Cracks Justin Herbert. What a hell of a hit. Tremaine Edmonds, back-to-back weeks of interceptions the last 3 weeks. Didn't have one last night, but he played one hell of a game. You know, you're looking at guys and you see them trying. Jalen Johnson, two picks last week. A pick six. Showing you, hey, take me to the pay window. I want to be a Chicago Bear long term. Kyler Gordon, Tyreek Stevenson, showing you they want it. Brisker is sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't. Eddie Jackson hasn't given a fuck since 2019 when Chuck Pagano took over. Now, there are guys, and then you got Yannick Ngakoue, who is on a different team every other year. So I'm not taking that too deep. We can replace him with Chase Young for the long term, no fucking problem. But as of right now, Yannick Ngakoue and Chase Young on the edges, I had to have no problem with that. Walker can sit his ass down. Javon Dexter Sr., Zach Pickens, haven't seen anything from them. Jack Sanborn shows you he wants it. Talent, it's not the greatest, but he shows you he wants it. He's got that dog in him. These are all questions, though. And then I got fucking Matt Eberflus coming up here talking to me about, well, at least we had a great week at practice. I don't give a fuck, man. What Eminem say in 8 Mile? I don't give a fuck, man. That's just it. That's just it. I mean, it's just really what it is. I don't care. You shouldn't either. You make me not want to care about the team that makes me the happiest. I love Bears football. You heard me talking. You heard me talking all offseason, all preseason. Hey, man, this is it. We're gonna show them what we got. We're the 2022 Lions. We're going to win some games and going into 2024, man, we're going to build something special. Nope. Nope. We had a quarterback controversy for a whole 7 days. That's over. Because it's so much bigger than that. I mean, it's just awful. It's just awful on all accounts. There's nothing else I can really say. It just looks bad. It just looks bad. You can bring in Chase Young if you want. You can bring in T. Higgins if you want. You can bring in whoever you want to bring into the Chicago Bears organization on Halloween for the trade deadline. And that's fine. But at the end of the day, this coaching staff, and way over their head. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know their thumb from their fucking ass. It's just what it is. I mean, Luke Getsy's out here hiding from the media, avoiding the serious questions. Matt Eberflus, I mean, that guy, I mean, fuck, man. I mean, he's probably one of the most... I don't even know how to describe Matt. If somebody can comment how to describe Matt, please don't be rude. Don't be a jerk. But definitely be honest how you feel about Matt Eberflus. I just feel like when he talks, I just... Whatever, you know what I mean? Like, I don't care. When Dan Campbell speaks, I hear you. When Andy Reid speaks, I hear you. When Mike McDaniel speaks, I hear you. Sirianni, all these other guys, I fucking hear you. Clear as day. Even Bill, who barely says anything. Bill might not talk a lot, but when he does, it speaks volumes. You got Matt, who all he does is talk, and at the end of it, I don't have anything to take from that. So that's really where I'm at with that, man. I mean, it really just doesn't change anything at the end of the day. But regardless, man, I mean, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The season's fucked. We're not going nowhere. But we got some news. Justin Fields will possibly be back sometime next week. We'll see what happens. It's kind of play it by ear kind of thing. Last night, he was wearing sunglasses at night on a night game on Sunday Night Football in a dome. So I don't know if that was a promotion type thing, if that was a sponsor type thing. I have no idea, but it looked fucking stupid. Next week, we play the fucking Saints in New Orleans, and that's always going to be a bad time. New Orleans is a hell of a place to play. Then the following week, we're playing against Bryce Young and the Carolina Panthers, who just won their first game against C.J. Stroud and the Texans. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what potentially happens, but it's just not going to be a good time whatsoever. I mean, this team is not fun. There isn't any good takeaways. Last year, you know, at least, even though we were so awful, there were three things you could take away. Number one was Justin Fields. Kid rushed over 1,000 yards last year. Kid looked like the upcoming Michael Vick, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts type of quarterback that we can mold him to be for years to come. Even the NFL started buying into him. He was breaking NFL history, and he was breaking NFL records. That was a positive. That was a positive. I'll give him that. Then number two, the fact that we could have got the number one overall pick ended up happening thanks to Lovie Smith and the Texans, and we got it. So that was another positive. Hey, at least this losing means something. And then number three, hey, man, listen, we're young. We're going to get better. Optimism. Now we're seeing guys that we're drafting, Bayless Jones, Dexter, Pickens. Who else could we name? I mean, fuck. We can go on. Bayless. It's just either not getting utilized or not being productive. And it's like, all right, well, now things aren't working out. And I get it's just a year. It's just a year. So they definitely can continue to get better. I'm still high on Dexter. I'm still high on Pickens. But, you know, you look at these guys and you're like, all right, well, why even draft them if you're not going to use them? Why is Tyler Scott on this roster if you're just going to use Bayless Jones? Why'd you draft him? Doesn't make sense. You already had DJ Moore, Chase Claypool, Darnell Mooney, and Bayless Jones and Pettis. Why did you draft Tyler Scott? If you're not going to use him, why? It makes sense to me. You know what I mean? And that's something that I speak very highly on, is make it make sense. As long as you make it make sense, I won't say a word. I'm just a coach couch, man. I just sit on this couch every fucking Sunday, and I look from my perspective. But the reality is this, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter who it is. They are going to fuck it up. I don't care if Jimmy Garoppolo, Aaron Rodgers, or Tom Brady were on this fucking couch playing for the Chicago Bears. It's not going to change anything until we fix the top. Ryan Poles, still valid in my eyes. He's still done a pretty good job. But then you look at what he's done, but what the organization has put around him. Matt Eberflus, Luke Getsy, fuck out of here, man. I'm over it. But that's enough of a rant. Again, thank you guys so much for an amazing 3 years. We're going to continue on. Year four is going to be even crazier by the time we hit next year. I'm super excited about it. So once again, happy anniversary to Mike on the Mic. Happy anniversary to podcasters everywhere who are upcoming on their podcasts, whether it's week one, month one, 6 months, 1 year, 10 years, whatever. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep striving to be great because, man, you never know. Tomorrow you can wake up and tomorrow can be the day you just blow up and now you're famous. That's really just what it is, man. It really is just a grind. You just have to continue to be the best version of you every single day. Be consistent. My boy DB of In Off the Bench says it all the time. Strong body, sharp minds, grit and grind all the time. That's exactly the way you have to go about it, man. It really is. So keep doing what you guys are doing. I appreciate you guys so much. We will be back talking everything NFL trade deadline. Maybe the Bears make a couple moves for Chase Young, T. Higgins, or somebody along those lines. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But again, happy Halloween. Everybody have a safe and happy Halloween. Please don't do anything crazy. Please stay safe, stay warm, stay beautiful. I'll check you guys out on the next one. This is Mike Hughes from Mike on the Mic. Peace. Bear down, baby.